As the playoffs continue, we're talking now with Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt. And coach, great game last weekend. I saw some of it on streaming, and congratulations. And it looks to me like it started with your defense, but your offense showed up as well.
Yeah, overall, I was very pleased with the way we played on Friday night in all three aspects of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. The kids were amped up. They remembered last year that this is the same game that, we had a home game and our first playoff game, and didn't happen the way we wanted it to. And I think that was in the back of their minds, and that was not going to happen to them again.
Was it Bishop Feehan last year?
Yes, Bishop Feehan was a
I remember
game we lost. We've won 25 out of 26 games, and the one loss is Bishop Feehan.
Okay, I remember that game. Yeah, they had some big bruisers. All right, Coach, tell me a little bit about what you were pleased with in this game. Obviously, the statistics are very obvious, especially on defense. But from a coach's eye, what did you see with your kids?
Well, the biggest thing was the bounce back by Luke Maglione. He did not have his best game against Salem the week previous. And when you have a young quarterback, you kind of not worry, but you're concerned which way he's going to go. And he showed his mental toughness and his maturity. I think he completed six or seven of his first passes on Friday night. To let everybody know, that last week was a fluke. This is the real me. I think he was a very, very efficient, made some good choices. Still made some mistakes, but he's getting better every time he gets into a game, and so that was the biggest thing for me, how he would bounce back. I was very happy with the running of Alex Silva and Jaden Roman. They pounded the ball real, real well. Made me happy to see those two guys running the ball the way we want them to run. Pound the ball, put their head down, drive their legs, and get what they can get. We're not looking for them to be finesse players. We want them to be pounders, and they both did a great job of doing that. Eli was Eli. You're always happy with the way Eli plays. He doesn't have, knock on wood, bad games. He goes out and he competes at a high level every week. Offensive line, very happy with their production, controlling that line of scrimmage when we had the ball. Overall, defensively, our D-line controlled the line of scrimmage. Our three linebackers, Alex Silva, Donnie, and Jimmy, just really controlled their run game and made it difficult for them to do what they wanted to do. And force them to throw. And I think defensively, Dick Dresser, Jace Jean-Pierre, and Eli, they really did a nice job of shutting them down. Dolan, Morrell. So overall, just you couldn't have been happier with the performance offensively and defensively. And, Dom pounding those kickoffs into the end zone, avoiding any type of big play for them on special teams. His punts were high and long, and it kept them from returning any punts when we did have to punt. And he put two field goals through the uprights and was perfect on his PAT. So overall, as a coach, in a playoff game, you think you might be some jitters. We didn't show that, and hopefully that carries into this Friday.
Yeah, again, from a fan's point of view, you guys were in command every bit of it that I watched. And the defense in the write-up says zero net yards rushing. That's spectacular over an Arlington team. But I got to ask you, Coach, you care about all your players. You always have, and all the sports you coach. And the write-up says that you have a senior, Jaden Mam, who scored his first touchdown as a senior. So that had to be a special moment in a playoff game.
Oh, it was awesome. The entire bench erupted. Jaden's just for his stature. He's not a very tall kid, but one thing he is tough. He runs our scout team. He does a lot of work that nobody sees. He gets most of his playing time in JV games. And when he got to his number called, he kind of disappeared in the line. And also, he popped out on the other end and scampered into the end zone. Very emotional moment for our team because everybody loves Jaden. He's a kid that doesn't say a word, doesn't complain, just goes out and is just a great teammate, great kid. and for him to find the end zone was a special moment.
That's terrific. Now, Coach, you mentioned a couple of mistakes, and it happens. I mean, it's football, for heaven's sakes, and I can't stand with when these announcers sit in their chairs and they cherry-pick and dissect every single play of a game. You know, sometimes you're going to get beat. The other guy's going to beat you. But at this point in the season, as a teacher, Mark, how do you, when you look at the film, even in a big win, I know you want to use teachable moments and a strong win. How do you balance teaching around so-called mistakes? Because it's going to happen. Sometimes they hurt worse than others. But at this point in the season, your kids have got to be pretty consistent.
Well, I mean, every game you have mistakes on both sides,
sure,
know, both teams. The goal is to cut them down,
mm-hmm,
try to limit them. You know, it's just like penalties. I mean, did you ever get through a game without any penalties?
Nope.
Very rarely. You just try to minimize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turning the ball over. Of course, you want zero turnovers every game you play, but that's not realistic. Sometimes they happen. A fumble happens, an interception happens, something happens on special teams. The goal is to minimize them and get as few as those setbacks as you can now. You know, you're playing in November. And in November, it's time to clean everything up. Let the best team win. Don't let it be decided on turnovers, penalties, or missed assignments. Let's go out and let's battle. Let's execute the game plan. Let's make as many plays as we can and try to make more plays than they do. And you know, they're gonna drive 2 hours up here. You know, they know we're 9-0. I mean, it's funny because even yesterday at practice, I overhear a couple of kids talking about how good this kid is and how good that kid is and how good their running back is. And I think, guys, what do you think they're saying at their practice right now?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about how good Eli is, how dangerous Alex Jackson is, how big Master Kohler is. They're talking about the same things. So get it out of your head that we're going up and playing, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. The high school team.
Yeah.
They're good, but we're good. You know, and you know, they have a loss, we don't. We're playing at home, they have to travel. Don't take away the advantages by being, you know, too talkative about them. Let's talk about us. Let's do what we have to do.
I love the teaching.
Don't worry about what they're going to do. Don't worry about what we're going to do.
I love the teaching moments, Coach, because psychology is something that I am no good at, and I love learning other people's techniques, and that's a great thing to mention to the kids, because you know, it does get in your heads. I was listening to one of the coaches today, and he was saying that you know, the opposition has a 310-pound lineman and a 285-pound lineman on defense, and I'm thinking, man, that's not something I want to know about if I'm a kid. But then on the other hand, just as you say, you know, they're looking at you guys and saying, okay, they got to be pretty good to be where they are. Let's turn to our attention to Division II. There's only one outlier beyond the you know, the top eight, and I think that's Winchester playing King Philip. Very tough division for you guys. Now tell me about Barnstable. I've seen them a few times over the years, and they always have a pretty good team, traditionally, or a very good team.
Yes, and the thing is that they're a big school. You know, I'm pretty sure anybody that lives on Cape Cod can choose to go to Barnstable High. So they have a lot of good, talented players on their team. And, you know, watching the film, I mean, every time you watch a film, any good team has good players. And in football, it's generally the quarterback, one of the running backs, one of the receivers. You know, their best player is usually a defensive lineman or a linebacker. It doesn't change. The number changes. And you prepare the same way every week. You do the best you can to, you know, prepare for the other team's best players. And they're going to do the same thing to us. They're going to try to shut down Eli. They're going to try to find a kink in the armor of our defense. You know, we play real good run defense. They may come out trying to throw the ball on us. But it's just a game of chess. And you try to figure out what they're going to do to stop us and prepare for that and come up with a plan of how we're going to stop them. And they're going to try to figure out what we're going to do. And then you make halftime adjustments, and you hope that the things that you do are successful and that your kids can execute the things that you ask them to do. You know, the team that's on the same page that executes the game plan generally wins the game. And if you can get over the hype, if you can get over the magnitude of the game, you know, the crowd and the noise, and go out and do your job to the best of your ability, the team that's able to execute that generally wins these games.
Yeah, and I know the old cliche is the team that makes the fewer mistakes is probably going to win in a playoff game. Finally, Coach, tell me about the support that the PBD Tanners have, not only in football, but overall in all sports, because it's, the tradition is fantastic. I talked with Pat LaMusta yesterday about, you know, how he's down over at Linfield in their tradition in a neighboring town. But Peabody, in all sports, just gets such great backing from the fans, from parents, but also from old-timers like me who love to watch football.
Well, it's just funny, the text messages that I got last week before Friday's game. I'm sure they'll come rolling in this Friday from past players, old-timers, you know, Coach Danish, my old coach from high school, usually sends me some kind of a message before a big game. You know, Coach Hagstrom, Scott Vlasic, a lot of the guys that coached me in high school.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Before these big games. And then, you know, my team, guys that played on my team, I'll generally hear from a bunch of them. You know, Steve Lamazny, he'll hear a bunch of his teammates. Justin Powers, a bunch of his teammates. Matt O'Brien. You know, the community of Peabody football is huge. And, you know, we go to the Blue and White Golf Tournament in August every year and talk to a lot of the old-timers, the alumni, and the guys that, you know, how are you looking this year, Coach? What do you think this year? You know all those guys are watching, and you know that they're excited about the 9-0 start and having a home game in the second round. And I mean, the last time we had this opportunity, we lost on the last-second Hail Mary pass against Everett.
I remember that, yes, yes.
We lost the game on the last play of the game.
Yep.
And, you know, that would have been a huge win for us back then, and the support back then was immense. If there's one thing, you know, that doesn't die down, it's the support of athletics by the alumni. And that, you know, it keeps me going. It keeps a lot of my coaches going. Just to know that, you know, that there are so many people in the community that enjoy seeing our football program be successful. And it motivates you. I'm excited to go to practice right now. You're excited to go to practice every day. You can't wait for Friday night. You can't wait to see how you are able to prepare your guys to go out there and make memories that they'll have for the rest of their lives. I told them, I said, guys, we already have some things. You guys will remember the end of that Salem game for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep. And you know that. you speak from wisdom on that one. Coach, it's an extremely exciting time of year. We love the fact that our local schools are doing so well. So many of them are doing so well. Good luck, Mark, this week, and hopefully we'll talk again next week.
Well, I mean, I want to throw the best of luck to Danvers, best of luck to Salem, best of luck to Marblehead, all those NEC teams. You know, let's keep rolling.
Absolutely, man. That's what I love. Coach, thank you so much. Talk to you later.
Thank you, man.
Be well. That's Mark Betancourt, who is the Peabody High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.